Bob Simpson has never been much for the party line. As an MLA, he left the NDP to sit as an independent in order to speak his mind. Now that he's mayor of Quesnel, he's encouraging councillors to do the same and speak up if they disagree with him. Bob Simpson joins me on the line this morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what made you want to present this to fellow councillors, that they have the right to speak up and speak out?
Well, it's actually being misrepresented a little bit. This is actually a statement of council, and it's not so much if they disagree with me. It's more that we want to hear the contrarian opinions. We're going to have a very challenging time ahead of us. We know we have very complex issues we have to deal with and tough decisions to make. And when you get into that mode of a council's got to be a team, or the MLAs and the political party have to be a team, what you end up doing is negating the contrarian voices that often ask the better questions. Hmm. We also want to make sure that every council member is comfortable that if they have the minority opinion, they are free to express that minority opinion, provided two things are at play. One, it's based on fact, and two, that it's professional and respectful. If they do that, then they need to feel comfortable saying, hang on, I'm not comfortable with this. This is why I'm not comfortable. I think there's an alternate route.
I'll get back to the points that need to be honored when it comes to taking the position of the contrarian. You mentioned challenging times ahead. Why did you feel it was necessary to come up with a policy that would allow people to state that contrarian opinion?
Well, there were questions, and you're seeing this throughout our democratic institutions. There's always questions about providing a unified front. It's better for the population if we're all a team, if we're all in the same page. And what you end up doing is muting those contrarian voices, the alternate opinions. And as a council, historically, there was a dynamic in Quesnel Council where one council member kept providing a contrarian opinion, and it was presented as a divided council, when in fact, all it was a debate within council as a democratic institution. And we're concerned that the population then begins to wonder, why do you need seven councillors? Why do you need 85 MLAs if after you elect them, they just become quote-unquote team members, lemmings, and they don't actually evidence the tough decisions that need to be made and the democratic debate that needs to occur. So we felt as a council, we wanted to make a statement to that effect, that we respect each other's opinions enough that we want to hear them unfettered, unfiltered, and we want the public to be able to hear the struggles that we're having as we try and take this community through the transition period we're in.
And now, you mentioned the united front piece and how oftentimes parties or mayor and council wish to put that forward to the public. What happens to that united front? Will Quesnel ever have that when it comes to serious issues?
Well, so far we've been on the same page. We had a very difficult budget that we delivered. We had to find $600,000 in operational savings, and we have to find it again next year. We're making fairly substantive changes to the way that we operate, both in terms of how we govern, how we hold meetings, and then how we manage the city. And so far we've been able to have the meaningful dialogue and debate, have points of disagreement, but move forward together. So we're trying to achieve coherence and a cogent strategy for the community without diminishing the debate and having to pretend that we're all exactly on the same page.
Now, in this communications policy, it's stated that if something is made by a council member that is negligent, slanderous, or a deliberate misrepresentation of the facts, there can be a legal action taken. Do you expect that to happen? Why did you feel you needed to include that?
Well, again, as part of our dialogue, we were saying there are ways to express opinions, and we were looking at the case law that you had Brian Skakin on. He went through a court case in Prince George.
Right.
There was Duncan Barnett in the CRD. There's other case law there. So we wanted to be all clear as a council that there is a line that you step over when you make slanderous statements or you misrepresent the facts or you misrepresent the decision of council. And we're all aware of the consequences of that. So it's a statement that we understand there are consequences when you misrepresent what's going on. But the fact is that people can actually state a contrarian opinion without being out of step with the overarching desire of council to move the community forward. And as long as that's respectful and fact-based, we don't have an issue with it. We think it's healthy for our community to hear the struggles that we have and to hear those contrarian opinions.
But who judges? Who determines whether it's an appropriately contrarian opinion or if it's possibly negligent?
Well, again, the facts should determine that, and then the professionalism. If somebody says, you know, the mayor's an idiot, he did X, Y, and Z, and I didn't do X, Y, and Z, and, you know, some people may think I'm an idiot, but in general, that's not a professional way to say that. So, you know, the idea of professionalism and respectful communications and facts are pretty clear and should be easy to judge whether a council member or myself are communicating that way.
What's been the general reaction so far to this policy?
Well, I'm actually quite surprised by it because it was just an internal dynamic for us. We wanted to set the tone among ourselves. We want to be comfortable in our disagreements as much as we celebrate our agreements. So this was more of an internal dynamic that came out of our strategic planning session and has been picked up by yourself and others. And I've gotten some text messages and emails from other mayors who are saying that they think that's an interesting way to deal with this dynamic. So we're pleasantly surprised that people are paying attention to it, but really it was for us to say we're comfortable disagreeing with each other as long as we're trying to move the community forward together.
Well, we'll see if it spreads to other communities in northern BC. Bob Simpson, thanks for talking today.
Thanks for having me on.
Bob Simpson is the mayor of Quesnel. And what do you think about this open communications policy? When does it work? When doesn't it? Is it something you'd like to see in your own municipality? You can let us know. Daybreak North at cbc.ca.